This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Todd on the road this morning is. Todd, are you there?
Todd.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, right. Todd. Hey, by any chance, were you listening to the cheat sheet at 5:40 on the men's room yesterday?
No, I was working, unfortunately.
Oh, got to pay the bills.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Todd has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Todd?
Let's do it.
What color is the Grinch?
Green.
Correct. What is the name of the NFL's All-Star Exhibition game?
Pro Bowl?
Yes. Which planet has the most volcanoes?
Mars.
No.
Venus.
Yes. What kind of animal is a dromedary?
A horse?
No.
Unicorn?
No.
Pass.
What Steve Carell movie's tagline is, the longer you wait, the harder it gets?
Four-year virgin?
Correct. In what country is the San Andreas Fault located?
The U.S.
Yes. What type of medication treats bacterial infections?
Penicillin.
No.
Pass.
In what decade did CNN launch?
The 80s.
Yes. What is the minimum number of sides required to create a polygon?
Four.
No.
Five.
No. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got correct, Todd. Very nice.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. I think it's quite good. And Steve's brain, he's already in Austin, you know.
Yeah,
he might not be firing on all cylinders this morning. Steve, welcome back.
Thinking about that pool, thinking about the bar.
Wrestling.
Everything.
Are you ready?
Yes!
What color is the Grinch?
Green.
He is. What is the name of the NFL's All-Star Exhibition game?
The Pro Bowl.
Correct. Which planet has the most volcanoes?
That would be Earth.
It would not be.
That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
That would be Mars.
It would not be.
Damn.
What kind of animal is a dromedary?
A dromedary is a kangaroo.
No.
A cat.
No.
A dog.
No. What Steve Carell movie's tagline is, the longer you wait, the harder it gets.
40-year-old virgin?
It is.
Nice.
In what country is the San Andreas Fault located?
What country? San Andreas. Mexico?
No.
Italy?
No.
Peru?
No. What type of medication treats bacterial infections?
What kind of medication treats bacterial? I don't know. Vitamin C?
No.
Crack?
No.
Fentanyl?
No. In what decade did CNN launch?
The 80s.
Yes. What is the minimum number of sides required to create a polygon?
10.
No.
2.
No.
3.
Yes, a Dirty Shirley is a Shirley Temple with what type of alcohol?
Vodka.
Correct. And with that, Steve, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct you got, and that is a tie.
Oh,
6 is all
game,
around.
Good game, Todd.
Yeah, well done, Todd.
Good game, Steve.
Have a great one, my friend.
Next time he will beat Migs. He did guess that the planet with the most volcanoes is Venus.
Venus.
Neither of you knew that a camel is a dromedary that's a single hump camel.
Okay.
He did know that the San Andreas Fault is right here in the United States of America.
Damn it, why don't I just guess America?
The type of medication that treats bacterial infections is antibiotics.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, sometimes you got to have those.
Yes.
Congratulations on your big tie, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
We're going to be headed to the Seattle Tattoo Expo next Saturday, August 16th. We're going to be hanging out from noon until 2 with Damon Conklin of Super Genius Tattoo. And he has put together a flash sheet of tattoos inspired by the Daily Migs Show. We haven't even seen them yet. We're very excited to find out what's going to be going down. Get all the info at KISW.com. I would argue that the 90s put on some of the best TV shows in history.
I wouldn't argue with you. I would agree with you.
I think that's just the absolute best. And there's a website that put together this piece on TV shows from the 90s that, quote, changed the world.
Okay, that's a little profound and a little exaggerated, but let's go with it.
Yes, and this is everything from storytelling to deep themes, genre experimentation, all things that made these change the world. And Migs, you want to put us to the test.
Yeah, because I feel like both of you are fans of 90s television.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I found the theme songs to all these TV shows that they claim to have changed the world. I want you to see if you can figure out what TV show. Some are going to be really easy. Others might be a little hard. So I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So this is the first one that they listed as a TV show that changed the world. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
This should be the easiest one.
The Simpsons.
Okay. I like that you got it before they even said the name. According to the website, they said that they reshaped comedy, animation, and pop culture as we know it. I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah. It's one of the longest running programs ever.
Never seen one episode.
Not even one episode.
Not even. I was not allowed to watch it as a child. And then, yeah, I just never watched any of them.
See, my parents let me watch it because it was a cartoon. So yeah. I didn't even put two and two together until I was wearing like a Bart Simpson shirt and got in a little bit of trouble at school because the shirt said, "Eat my shorts." And apparently that was a big no-no.
Oh.
So then my parents were like, wait, we need to see what this show is that you're watching. And then they were a little, they still let me watch it, but they were like, oh, we should probably keep an eye on this show.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Friends.
Oh, gosh, Taryn Daly is just on top of this.
Give me a chance, Taryn.
A global phenomenon that defined the modern sitcom. Yeah, do we need to give her, like, give you a head start?
No.
Okay. Yes.
Honestly, but again, though, that's another one that I never watched one episode of.
You've never seen a single episode of Friends?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
See, I think because, and I'm sure people have said this to you before, because I know you're a fan of How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
Which, basically, How I Met Your Mother is just a newer version and a better version, if you ask me, of
Thank
Friends.
Thank you. Yes, I agree.
But I think you'd enjoy Friends because it's kind of a similar vibe.
Sure.
All right, next one. This one I probably wouldn't have gotten right, but I feel like you guys are probably more into this show than I was.
Was this like Tales from the Crypt?
No.
Is it Goosebumps?
No. I know it, but I can't place it. It's elevated teen TV and proved that any genre can be emotionally profound. Think about slaying people.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Bam.
Okay.
Oh. I thought for sure you two liked that show.
Actually, shows that I barely watched. I was not really into Buffy.
Never saw that one either.
Okay. All right, I feel like this one is always going to be one that we debate about as being one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Seinfeld.
Nailed it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Turn nothing into something and change TV comedy forever.
Would you say that Seinfeld was kind of like the Friends before Friends?
Well, it was kind of like the lead-in, because yeah. I think it was Seinfeld would air on, what was it, NBC, and yeah. then after that was Friends.
Oh.
So, but in a way, it did kind of pave the way, I feel.
Like totally. New York, Friends. Hey, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
I like Seinfeld better than Friends, though.
No, that's fair.
That's fine. Oh, this is X-Files?
Yep,
X-Files. Never watched an episode. I watched one episode. It was the incest episode. And if you ever watched X-Files, you know the episode I'm talking about. And it kind of traumatized me.
You're like, and we're done here.
I'm wondering if you guys will be able to figure this one out. Again, these are the 90s TV shows that changed the world. turned medical dramas into high-stakes, character-driven epics.
ER.
Yes.
Nice.
This is like more my mom's. Like, my mom used to watch all of these shows.
Because your mom's cool.
Well,
and you're making us feel old now.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple more?
Yeah.
All right, how about this one?
I mean, we know the theme's Law & Order.
Yeah. And I know we'll watch Law & Order this day, every Sunday.
All right, I got one more, and I think this one is truly the best show from the 90s. I don't know if it really changed the world, but I sure as hell enjoyed it when I was a teen.
I know 90210.
Bam!
Beverly Hills, baby.
Also, how is Baywatch not on this list?
Okay.
Yeah, it isn't.
I mean, that's very disappointing.
Because the other shows that we didn't get to, like Charmed and Twin Peaks, were the other two shows that helped change the world when it comes to television shows in the 90s.
Also, where was Full House?
Was Full House more like late 80s?
No, I mean, I think it maybe 89, but it was, its peak was in the 90s.
I think we're all just going to agree that the 90s were the goat of TV sitcoms.
See, you guys aren't Gen Xers, but you're speaking like true Gen Xers, and I appreciate that.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
A singer that lives right here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest just stopped his concert mid-song to boot two fans out of the show. Many have already been voicing their opinions on this, of course, so we must go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Steve Miggs, I know you've lived here for quite some time now. Yes. Ever been to a Dave Matthews concert?
I've only seen Dave Matthews perform acoustic at a little theater in Belltown, which was awesome, but he showed up drunk. Which was great because he kept like rambling about being the Burger King.
Oh.
So he's performing his songs, and in the middle of his song, he was like, "I'm the Burger King."
Wow.
And I was like, this could get dark, but it never did. He kept it together, but it was super awesome.
Well, one thing you must know about Dave Matthews shows, they get really rowdy.
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently, according to this video that's gone viral, Dave Matthews had to kick out a couple of guys that were fighting during his show right in the middle of a song.
Now, have you ever seen Dave live?
I have.
At the Gorge?
At the Gorge. And then I did see an acoustic thing, too, but I did do the Gorge thing one time.
I feel like I need to do that at least once to be a true, like, Northwest music fan. Uh-huh. It just seems like every, was it Labor Day weekend?
Labor Dave weekend,
oh,
you mean?
God. Okay, never mind. Maybe I'll be a part of the group that starts the fight. But yeah, you don't expect going to a Dave Matthews Band show that a fight's going to break out because his music is pretty upbeat, pretty chill.
Yeah.
But it's not very violent sounding. It's not angry sounding.
No, well, two guys got into it and they got booted.
Hey, dudes. Stop. Hey, you guys, what are you doing? What are you out of your minds?
I do love he's in the middle of a song and he just stops and goes, hey, dudes.
What are you doing?
Good Lord. If you want to do that, go outside. Don't do it in the crowd. have some idiots fighting over here. Can we get some people in here to just maybe... Don't do it somewhere else, man. I don't want to play another note while you guys are there. I don't care what he's talking about. I don't.
The whole time, he's just like, he's locked in on these guys, like making sure that everybody knows where he's looking so that security can get these guys out.
Get him.
I want to play one note if you guys are in here. I don't care if you came from Timbuktu to come to this show. Get the fuck out.
Dave's got a potty mouth.
Yeah, he does.
Well, as you can imagine, the internet shared their opinion. And we're going to go straight to the comments.
Now, we found a bunch of these comments about Dave Matthews kicking out a couple of fans out of his show for fighting. And I was like, oh, I wonder if there's like a robot version of Dave Matthews. There's not. So I'm like, I wonder if there's another robot Dave that likes to smoke a lot of weed. And I found one.
Dave Chappelle?
You know it.
Yes.
So here's robot Dave Chappelle reading some of the comments about Dave Matthews kicking out some fans for fighting. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yeah.
It does happen at a Dave show. I didn't see a fight, but saw a spirited conversation once.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure people have a lot of stoner conversations, but no fights.
No.
Take your drunken rage to a Disturb or Godsmack concert. Leave us happy stoners alone at Dave's show.
Okay. Have you ever been at a show where the artist stopped things down to kick somebody out of a show?
I saw somebody stop the show because a drone was flying, and it was an unauthorized drone, and they stopped the show until awesome. Somebody landed the drone. It was really cool.
Danny, have you ever seen a band stop it down to kick somebody out?
Yes, number one, and I've also done it at Emo Night.
Oh, have you?
Oh, there's so many fights that happen at Emo Night. You just get drunker through the night, and I'll stop the music, and I'll be like, hey, stop, and I'll make security go check it out.
Because you're making people cry,
you know.
And the next thing after sadness is anger.
Yeah, you gotta throw those punches.
I remember seeing the Glorious Sons in Vancouver, and they're not like an aggro band, but they're a drinking band. So
sure.
The Commodore Ballroom is packed. Everyone's drunk. These guys are fighting. And then Brett, the singer, stopped everything down. And it was one of the cooler moments. He's like, hey, man, what the hell is wrong with you guys? And he like kind of shamed them. He's like, all of my songs are about love. And you two are idiots and fighting. I was like, whoa, that's a very good point.
It's so powerful.
And I have also, when I was in a band, stopped a show once. Ooh. Two dudes were fighting. And then one guy kept pushing into this girl. And I just stopped playing the drums, and I threw my drumsticks at the guys, and I was like, get these guys out of here.
Look at you, Steve.
I know. I
was hoping, chivalry is not dead.
Well, I was hoping to get laid, but that girl didn't want to talk to me. No, I'm kidding.
Who the fights at a Dave concert? It's happy time.
It's happy time.
Right, like the vibes are off if you're fighting at a Dave show. Come on, man.
And that would be so annoying if you're at a Dave Matthews concert and these idiots are fighting right next to you. Like, come on, man. I didn't come here for this.
You're ruining everybody's day.
If you're fighting at a Dave show, are you even really a Dave fan?
Probably not.
No.
Weird, that's like fighting in church or something. Literally the most impossible environment to become aggressive.
Oh, no, I see lots of fights at church. People just beating each other over the head.
Going fisticuffs.
Couple of tools. That's why I don't go to Dave Matthews Band shows.
Me too.
That's why?
That's why I don't go to Dave Matthews Band shows as well. I don't want to deal with the tools.
I saw a chick a dude in bathroom at a Dave Matthews Band show, but never a fight.
Okay, maybe I need to start going to Dave Matthews Band shows.
At least to the bathroom.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are going to be back at the Everett Aquazox game coming up Sunday, August 24th. First pitch is at 4:05. It is going to be a great time. We had a blast there last year. You can head over to KISW.com and get those tickets. Tell your friends, tell your family. We're going to the ball game. As you gear up to head out into the world today, we'd like to send you with some bits of information from the world of pop culture. We're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
All the Pam Anderson and Liam Neeson dating news continues to roll in.
Because you're obsessed.
I am obsessed. Yes. I feel like I'm following this story so much more closely than anything else in the world right now. But we want to also remind you of a time that there was another actor that Pam was connected to, and that's Sylvester Stallone. Did you watch the 2023 documentary, Pamela, A Love Story?
No, I did not.
I do recommend it. It talks in that about, she claims that Sylvester Stallone offered her a Porsche and a condo to be his number one girl.
That's a thing?
But he says that did not happen. But she did have a recent appearance on Watch What Happens Live and was asked about this.
In your 2023 documentary, Pamela, A Love Story, you revealed that Sylvester Stallone asked you to be his number one girl and offered you a condo.
Also, I mean, imagine having that kind of ego where you're like, not, hey, will you be my girl, but will you be my number one, meaning there's a number two, possibly a number three, maybe even a number four.
Yucky.
Okay.
And a Porsche,
yes. What was your reaction to Stallone coming out after the doc was released and saying this was a falsehood?
Well, how could you make that up?
Right.
You know? I mean, that was pretty specific.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you can make that up.
Honestly, if he offered me a Porsche and a condo to be his number four girl, I would probably say yes.
If he would just offer to watch Rocky with me just once, I would be his number one girl for life.
Yes.
Yes. Did you happen to catch what's going on with this crazy story happening with a brother and a sister? They were separated as kids. Now, the backstory apparently was that their mom was dealing with some mental health stuff. Their dad couldn't take care of them. So this happened back in the 1940s and decided, you know what? So we got to give these kids up into a foster home. And then they eventually got, you know, they got adopted by different parents. So they ended up being separated since the 1940s. And apparently they have been trying to find each other for a very long time. Oh. And they just found each other. And here's the audio of the woman, Marion, who's the sister, talking about finding her brother, Donald, after, I guess, I don't even know. I can't even do the math. What is the 1940s?
80 years ago?
60 years ago, right?
No.
80 years ago?
80 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm just 80, and we're not getting any younger. And we found each other. My brother was so happy. He said, Marion, this is you. Oh, my goodness, I've been looking for you. Marion, he couldn't even stop saying my name. My gosh, don't give up. This is not the 40s no more. And the 50s, and keep in contact with each other. Family is so important.
I mean, sometimes I get overwhelmed when I haven't seen someone in like 10 years. I'm like, hey, what have you been up to? And I'm just like, a lot. It's been 10 years. Where do we start? Do we have the time? Could you imagine?
Well, and just the fact, I know that like people are living longer and longer lives in, you know, modern times. But the fact that they're both still on this planet and found each other is just remarkable.
And potentially, I mean, it's not... like the quality years are a little bit different, obviously, but like they could potentially have another 15 to 20 years together.
Absolutely.
Man, I don't know. I'd be pitching my story to some network for a reality show. Like I would watch that show, like these two trying to, you know,
reconnect. Find some common ground and learn about the, you know, the lives that they've each led separately, not even knowing where the other one was. It's crazy.
Go on some adventures. Great. It wouldn't be like the Amazing Race type of adventures. Maybe we have, you know, we'd go on adventures to them, to the doctor's office. You get checked up on. I don't know.
All the fun stuff.
Yeah, all the fun stuff.
Kelly Osbourne did share a very heartfelt message on Instagram and was thanking all the fans for the support following Ozzy's passing at the age of 76. We did see today there are some reports that he had a heart attack. That was part of it. But
you know what's funny is I never even once bothered to like wonder what took his life. Like,
yeah.
I was just like, oh, you know, he's been struggling.
Bad health, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I never even thought, okay, what was the exact thing that caused him to die?
Oh, yeah. And then all the compassion from fans is really helping the family cope with everything that's going on. I saw, as they were clearing the memorial, they were taking all of the flowers and things like that, and they're going to compost those and then give the compost back to the family so that they can use it in the Osbournes, you know, sprawling gardens, as I'm sure they have at their estates. I think that's kind of cool.
Kind of weird.
I think it's awesome.
Well, all of a sudden they're going to just show up with compost?
Yes.
And say, here, this is from your fans?
Do you know how great compost is, Steve? It's wonderful.
I guess.
City folks just don't.
I mean, are the Osbournes in need of compost?
I mean, I think it's a connection to the fans.
I think what the fans did is awesome. I think I can understand why they're touched by all the flowers and all the tributes and all the memorials. But I would almost feel like, okay, I don't need... Please don't send me all this stuff.
I don't need your dead flowers.
Right. That seems a little... I mean, unless like they're going to make use of it, like they actually are knowing they're going to hand it to an assistant who's going to just spread it on the dirt.
Maybe Sharon's going to do it. You never know. She might have her garden trowel out there.
Do you really believe that?
No.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve today? His record is 260 wins, 82 losses, and 64 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.